Good evening, everybody. Welcome. This is the 28th day of September 2022. This is your Freedom Club and BioRenew Creator Call. And as always, we like to start our call with our grounding exercise and have some water ready, and we'll get started. And Lois, if you'd be so kind to lead us through that exercise, let's begin now.
Thank you, Tom. We will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to do that, it is what we call a cross crawl. So take your right elbow and either go toward or touch your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either go toward or touch your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. So right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. And again, that is the correction for a reversal. And now I would like everyone to take a few swallows of water. It is very important that you stay hydrated during the call tonight, as well as for the next few days. And what we will be doing next is a grounding exercise. This is not something you should be doing while you're driving a car, don't have the TV on, no music. Be in a place where you can be quiet and relax, either sitting up or lying down. And you will have your eyes closed for this, for the remainder of the call. And what I would like everyone to now do with your eyes closed is to take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And this time, as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Feeling that come all the way back to your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And this time, as you exhale, send light and love to Creator. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Accepting the light and love Mother Earth is now sending to you. take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Accepting the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And exhale softly through tight lips. And Tom, I will turn the call back to you.
Thank you, Lois. Most appreciated. Well, tonight, Creator, we'll have special gifts for each of you, as we have done many times on these calls. And perhaps the best strategy would be to simply allow. Don't force a desire, but allow Creator to find what is most appropriate and beneficial for you. And give me a moment here. I'm going to tune up everyone so we are in the most receptive mode for that. Okay, we are now ready. And to start our call tonight, we're going to start in a quiet mode here for a few minutes, and then we will, or I'll join you in a discussion as Creator's gifts are being applied. And this will be effective and helpful for those who are listening on the recording as well. So I'll interrupt every couple of minutes here, or 5 minutes or so, and have you take a nice cleansing breath. But let's go ahead and give Creator our full attention and just be at one with Creator. And let's begin now. take another deep breath in, and breath in through your nose into your heart space. Hold and let it out slowly through tight lips. Take another cleansing breath in through your nose into your heart space. Hold. Let it out slowly through tight lips. take another in-breath in through your nose into your heart space. Hold and let it out slowly through tight lips. Take another in-breath now into your heart space. Hold. And let it out slowly through tight lips. Take another in-breath now from your nose into your heart space. On hold. Let it out slowly to tight lips. Now let's have a little chat now. Let's talk about truth. Truth is a rare commodity right now. If there was a price tag on it, it would have been escalated, much like the cost of oil, gas, food, as we've seen rising and then falling again. But the cost of truth is really free. If you know where to find it, amazing gift that Creator has provided to us. But we've had many obstacles getting in the way of finding truth, have we not? We have the media. We have politicians. We have the financial world. And Big Agra. And we have the pharmaceutical industry all lying to us every day, all our lives. And it seems like it's more so in recent times, has it not? And then the weathermen lie to us about hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. You realize that Creator has eliminated all of those in the last 2 years? So every story we hear of a disaster coming or a present one is all nonsense, just made up. So the dark forces that still remain on this planet are busy using their primary tool, fear, to try to keep you under control. When we're in fear, what do we look for? Protection, instant relief, something to get us out of this mess, or perceived mess. Just like Sandy Hook, no one died. School wasn't even open. It was all a paid actor event. Remember Las Vegas, the shootings there? One of them was shooting right through glass. Amazing. But the glass didn't even break. We saw the muzzle flashes. All right, so that's a staged event, obviously. All you needed were a handful of people in the audience to scream and yell what they were paid to yell. People hid and ducked and did whatever. A visit to the morgue later by a reporter to find out how many bodies there were in the middle of the day. Oh, the morgue's closed. What are they hiding? There were no bodies. And we've seen many, many, many shootings. We had reports of them. And most of those, nobody died. They were all just raped. You don't even have to kill anybody to create fear. Just perceive that it happened. Now, there are instances where horrible things have happened, of course. But the dark are clever in their evil ways. So what is darkness? What is this source of evil? We live in a paradigm, the only one of its kind ever, the 200th paradigm, was created, conceived, and set in motion as duality to have the existence of light, which had always been the case, and now introducing darkness to stimulate, learn lessons was the intent, but with certain rules and regulations so that the dark could not simply have their way. But when you set up the regulations and rules, do you think the dark will listen and obey them? Of course not, so they cheat. They invaded you without your blessing or permission or agreement. And they did so on a daily basis all your life, in lives that preceded ours. So that is the way of darkness. And darkness comes in many flavors. Entities, energies, and dozens of different forms and flavors, if you will. And the quantities are beyond our imagination. For almost seven years now, we've been cleaning up the darkness. Lois, myself, with Creator. We've been gifted. We can see them. Not with our visual eyes, but with our third eye. in our intuition. We can sense their presence and find them, identify them, and then present them with a solution to Creator. And it's just not one thing. Last night was a incredibly sophisticated attack by another group. We have the Earth, of course, and outside of that we have the solar system and the universe, and then all that is, and beyond that, everything everywhere. Beyond that, we have foundations of life, for example, and then beyond that, we have the foundation of everything, or foundation of everything. They are distinctly different. So the outer reaching aspect that we've identified to date is the foundation of everything. Last night it was the foundation of life, and I'm going to read to you to tell you what was in that one session. This is what Lois had identified with her gifts. There were nasties within, on, around, attached, parallel, surrounding, embedded, infused, detached, and there were hooks, cords, threads, tentacles, feelers, eggs, implants, imprints, abandon, and these are all nasty different items I'm referring to in huge numbers, orphaned, forgotten, hidden, invisible, protected, residue, residual, remainders, leftovers, active, inactive, dormant, sleeping, duplicated, replicated, repeaters, copies, clones, blockers, barriers, resistances, obstacles, obstructions, programs, hurtful, harmful, evil, and dark technologies, hurtful, harmful, evil, and dark entities, hurtful, harmful, evil, and dark essences, hurtful, harmful, and evil, dark energies, hurtful, harmful, evil, and dark frequencies, and they have arsenal, weapons, backups, reserves that can be restored and rejuvenated and regenerated. And then we have fields, bodies, and planes surrounding us that got messed with, interfered with. Oh, there's more. In the last couple of weeks, we discovered the whole, I call, water world. Now, these aren't physical, but these are esoteric. But they have the impact of tsunamis, tidal waves, typhoons, cyclones, hurricanes, earthquakes, avalanches, lightning, hailstorms, volcanic eruptions, toxic cesspools, and bringing forth oceans of pain, seas of discomfort, rivers of untruth, and waterfalls of grief. That was just one segment. Pretty nasty stuff. This is something we do every day. This is just one example. Now, to resolve this, we had to determine what are the remedies. In simpler things, it's one remedy. More complex is a whole list. Here's a whole history of them. What it took to eliminate and resolve what I just presented to you. Eliminate, terminate, disintegrate, eradicate, decimate, exterminate, disintegrate, annihilate, extinguish, incinerate, dismantle, dismember, expel, dislodge, unleash, and slam. So those are the total remedies it took to resolve what was just presented by the dark. Now, if this process would start, the dark would defend these and stop these remedies from happening. So we had to add something else recently. In this case, 2 million protectors with incineration abilities to lead the way for all of these remedies to accomplish their objective. In other words, as these things move forward, there's attackers come at us left and right trying to stop the cleansing. So we've had to add another envelope, so to speak, of protectors. And that began last night at 5% and now has gotten itself all the way to 100%. Not uncommon. It takes about close to a day in most cases, or sometimes more than a day, for all of these things to resolve. So if you've ever wondered what we do when we're not on our calls, here we go. A free gift from Creator, bringing us ever closer to total freedom. Our objective, of course, is to mop up all remaining darkness, and have been doing this, I say, for close to 7 years now. Creator does not see darkness within the earth or within the environments within this paradigm, but we can. But we can, and we do, and as I said, provide them to Creator on a daily basis. Now, this was particularly complex, this particular one I shared. But in addition to that, on a daily basis, we find things that are messing with ourselves, and often we are the microcosm of the macrocosm. Meaning if they're attacking us and we sense it, it may be attacking the entire paradigm or everything everywhere or the foundation of everything. So we are the barometer, so to speak, of what's going on. Day and night, every hour of the night I'm awakened and there's always something to do. So it is a very busy time and a very blessed time to be able to be part of this, and you are part of that by accepting these blessings Creator is providing as we talk. You are enriching yourself and resolving issues as well as then allowing more and more light to come to you. So you are the solution as well. And as your energies rise, those around you tend to sense that. They see you as different often, or you see them. Now as you move above the fray and the pain and suffering, you see it in others, and there's this gap, if you will, between you and the others who have not begun their journey to the truth, to light, to love, to Creator's presence. And someone asked recently, well, why do I use the term Creator? Most of us have been taught God is the beginning and the end all of everything. But imagine the earth, and then around it are layers and layers surrounding the earth of darkness that for 13,000 years the dark had put in place. That's a long, long time to think up new and devious ways to keep us contained. And it went out not just Earth, but around the paradigm and beyond, as mentioned. And they hid things, as we heard, hidden items, and they have put blockers in the way to keep us from finding those. They have barriers and resistances and obstacles, obstructions, and so forth. And they hid them in many different ways, made them invisible. So they're very difficult to find, but our gifts have ever increased, and we are able to do that. So they've had a bit of a head start. So while you've been blocked from Creator directly, that was their objective, to keep you from finding Creator, we had to kind of invent solutions, or what we thought were solutions, to this ever-present force of darkness. So how do we explain the unexplainable? Teachers came forth. Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Moses, and others as examples, each bringing a lesson, an awakening, a piece of the solution. But remember, during the time of Jesus, the vast majority of the people were uneducated, ignorant. They couldn't read or write. So he told parables, simple stories that could be remembered and passed on. But remember, every story that's passed on changes a bit, just like the fishing story. You know, how big was it? And it changes, it alters through telling. And things are created or added to it that perhaps never happened. In fact, that was the case in many instances. So as the Bible was written, not by Jesus, but by his followers, it was hearsay, what they remembered, having him said this or having him that. Now, Jesus had many wonderful qualities of healing, levitation, and so forth, and he came not alone, by the way. He came with Saint Germain and Ashtar, two wonderful, powerful energies. Each had their own abilities in the souls of this one we called Jesus. And that got the attention and the following. But things were added to it that were not true, that he supposedly said or did, as happens, just like there's a birthday party game where you tell a secret to the person next to you, whisper in their ear, and then they pass what they heard on to the next and the next, and by the time it gets to the last, it's nothing like the original story, is it? So something similar to that has happened, and we have built protocols and beliefs around certain things that we thought were true. So we all have a different image of who is God. Or did the Muslim faith and certain segments, you know, jihad and infidels and our, you know, the evil ones, and we must kill them or we must whatever, remove them. So God must be what? An angry God, a vengeful God, and needs us to cleanse the earth for him or something to that nature. Another religion might tell us, no, God's a loving God, not an angry God. But then how do you explain all the violence in the world, all the horrors, the sin? Did Jesus die for our sins? Yet, if that was true, look around. We have versions of sin everywhere, don't we? So, no, he did not. He did not say that, nor did he do that. So we have built a misunderstanding of this whole game, and religions were there to try to bring sense to a nonsensical world. But when you understand duality, it's not God doing these things, it's the darkness manipulating us. When he infests in us through these various methods, as we just described earlier, They stay in us, in, on, around, within, as you recall. That's why we have these traumas we seem to hold on our whole lives. We can't get over that incident at age 2 or the thing that happened at age 5 and 10 and last week. And that was the purpose of QE. We could release those emotional challenges, but then we wondered why we hold on to them. They no longer serve us, but they do serve the dark, do they not? The dark is still there in you, holding on to those emotions, unless they're pried loose, as we have done. But then we learned there's their existence some years ago, and we began to build on that and learn, and gotten to a very sophisticated level today, working with Creator to resolve these and release them not just from you, but from your computers, from your electrical devices. They permeate everything. And there are freestanding ones by the unlimited numbers. They're just waiting, looking for an opportunity. Here's a car accident. That's a crisis. That's a window of opportunity for them to invade somebody during those moments of a crisis. Even a stub in your toe, and all of those little incidents are all traumas to one degree or another. So about a year, a little over that ago, Creator provided to me 6 remedies. We call them our wellness process, the 6 steps, wellness and Creator's awakening gift, trauma release, contracts, agreements, even the vaccines, not just the the COVID nonsense, the jab, but any vaccine is a poison put into your body. Vaccines never have worked. It's an illusion. It's made up nonsense by those who want to control you or kill you, harm you. And then there's the ego cleanse. When you tell somebody who's doing some very unfortunate things, doing harm to themselves or others, and you want to invite them to a call such as this, or any of our calls, or be part of our club, their first response is, no, that's crazy talk, or something to that nature. Why do you suppose they respond that way? We know they're gunked up with all kinds of things. Typically 1 octillion, that's a big, big number, 1 octillion nasties are infested in them, just for starters. Traumas, perhaps 100,000, contracts, and so forth, and on it goes. But the ego, there's actually 7 stages of ego. Most people, by default, start at level 2. Then you go to level 3 and up, and now your heart's closed. The dark closed the heart. At level 3 or 4 and thereafter, and these are the people who do the heinous crimes as the numbers go up, because they have no conscience. They have no access to their heart, the source of truth and love. So you can do horrible things and sleep nights and feel it's right to do, because that's the darkness kind of whispering in your ego. That's how you're being manipulated through the ego, to say it's okay, or don't listen to those guys. The guys who are speaking truth, don't listen to them. And why would the darkness want to keep away the truth? Because if you or they came forward and said, yes, I'd like to be cleansed, that would mean the elimination of their darkness and their control. So the dark are doing a self-preservation. They're keeping the truth away as much as they can. That's why it's so difficult to speak to somebody and get them to listen to the truth, or come to a call such as this, or come to our website, because the darkness is telling them, don't do it. It's crazy talk. But sometimes they get in situations that are so painful that they say, I will listen to anything, or I need a relief, because all diseases are darkness messing with that person in their organs, glands, joints, systems. So every physical ailment people have, and emotional, spiritual, energetic challenge that they have is always darkness. That's its purpose. Prior to the COVID jab, the biggest moneymaker for big pharma and the medical industry is cancer. Cancer is no different than any other disease. It's caused by an emotional disturbance and based in anger in this instance. Remove the anger and the cancer clears up. The body knows how to heal itself. It has a wonderful immune system. What are properties of the jab, by the way? To shut down the immune system. Basically giving you AIDS and a whole host of other things, messing with your DNA, poisoning you in any number of ways, for instant death or slow death, one or the other. That was the purpose of the minds of the Faucis and the Bill Gates and the big pharmaceutical industry that created these monstrous poisons, all directed by darkness, messing with them. So it's not that they're the bad people. It's the darkness infused in them says, look, let's cause pain, annihilation. Remember we heard earlier, toxic cesspools, oceans of pain, seas of discomfort, rivers of untruth, waterfalls of grief, and there's many, many more that they have poured upon us. These are just this one example. There's many, many others like it. Now, about the horrible things that happened in the Vatican and the, the crown behind the walls, the horrible things they're doing with young children and people in general, sacrificing, terrifying young children. And then taking their adrenaline and getting youthfulness from it, like your Pelosi's, for example, and many others, many of the Hollywood types, and, of course, the royalties of the world. They're not royal at all. They've been deeply infused by darkness. And the Queen, for example, they say died recently. No, she died many months ago. They just put her on ice, not knowing when and how they would have to release the truth. Same thing is with the Obamas, Clinton, Hillary, Pelosi, and the vast majority of our Congress and Senate, and even our Supreme Court were all arrested back on January 20th last year and tried in tribunals and sent to prison. But beyond that, anyone who was dark, some months ago, Creator found must be eliminated because they cannot accept light. As hard as we try, they were so infused and locked down, but they were causing such harm, they were like a rodent, they need to be removed. And they, 70 million, which is just under 1% of the population, was extracted, removed, died. But society, the media and those in the families or the political realm of those who saw their leaders disappear, died, couldn't explain it. Did not explain it to the public, so they kept it quiet as long as possible. And still have. So the media is doing their job of perpetuating lies. So those are the effects of darkness. If you say, what's one thing that will fix everything? Well, the images we all have of God are different. You can survey 100 people in the same church. and they'd all have a different view of who God is, trying to explain why he doesn't fix the horrible things, or why he doesn't do this, or why this happens. And each will have their own version of that and go to another church or another religion, and, you know, it'll be another story. So there's as many images of God out there as there are people. So therefore, we had to invent something to kind of say, well, gosh, must there be something there that can make this all better? And so we all created our version of God. But outside of all of this, the illusion is the real creator of it all that has been working with us to resolve the darkness that creates these misbeliefs, bringing us back to truth. But the dark has had a deep, deep inroad. I say a 13,000-year head start, so it's taking a bit to get the job done, but we are relentless and we'll get it done. So then our job is to find what is true. What is true? We've been taught this, we've been taught that. The universities, and we got all these diplomas, we're so proud of them. We work so hard to get them, but most of them were built on lies. You know, mathematics is probably about the purest thing that we have. But even that got screwed up with new math, right? Kids today come into that program. You see them at the checkout at your fast food places, and the order is $12.14. So you give them a $15 in bills and then 15 cents in change, and they go bonkers. They don't know how to do the math to figure out, well, what do I pay back to this person? I have to call their manager. They can't do simple math. We've even taken that away from our kids in promoting the CRT and all kinds of nonsense about race discrimination. Well, again, that's darkness at work. George Soros was famous for his BLM and many other institutions he created to create chaos. His ego was number 7. That's as ugly as it gets. That's even worse than Hitler and Stalin. Pitting one group against another. My life's more important than yours, and all kinds of nonsense. But he too is gone. He was the dark one, so he's been eliminated. And the Bushes, and you name it. Any villain on the planet who we know or don't know that was in dark places, totally consumed by darkness and functioning through their egos with their hearts closed, no longer exist. So that leaves us with just the neutrals in the light and of the light. The objective is to get everybody to of the light, of course. Even the neutrals are being pushed out of neutral into in the light, and even with resistance, they're sitting there kind of in between. One foot in neutral and one foot in the light, and we have seen a lot of folks in that modality. But even some of the neutrals have been removed from the planet. So the objective is to leave this game of duality, of lies, deception, and transition to a new paradigm altogether that is back into pure light and love. Never ever to have darkness again. We had the experiment. It took courageous people to come into it, play the game, and some have awakened one degree or another. Some are resistant. Some are nothing but trouble, and they've been removed. So the only way this job will get done is to cleanse everyone and everything from darkness, starting with you. I do mine on a daily basis, every day. There's things, because of the work Lois and I do, we both are attacked more than anyone on the planet, because we can see them, and they know we can see them, and we can eliminate them through Creator's gifts. But what what's the alternative? To live in darkness for eternity? So we each have our part to do. You are here, a very tiny, tiny minority of the planet. But you have influence for those around you. And it's hard to speak the truth to somebody who's locked up in darkness, isn't it? We have all been rebuked, chastised for speaking the truth, perhaps about vaccines, about the jab. Oh, no, I got to have it. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't be poisoning me, would they? Fortunately, early on in the game, we brought the truth of what's going on to Creator, and he neutralized or made safe the jabs for the vast, vast majority. But every time they add a new ingredient or change the formula or what have you, there's a potential others could be harmed. And we do see people still being harmed. And when we find these, we, again, present them to Creator for a resolution. So it's very difficult, isn't it, to share truth to one who is refusing to listen. Because the darkness is whispering in their ear constantly, telling them, don't listen. It's a trick. It's whatever. They make up stories. So that's why we do things on a global basis and beyond to resolve these issues for everyone, whether they're willing or not. So that one day they will have enough of the darkness gone from them where they can say, you know, that makes sense. Or tell me more. And we see that happening on a regular basis. Maybe not the whole story, but at least a piece of it. Or maybe their health is such that they would like some relief. As you are receiving right now and listening on the call, you are receiving from Creator's blessings. And the darkness is there every day trying to prevent this, stopping it, blocking it, two ways we mentioned earlier at the start of the call, trying to save their existence. So it's been a tough battle for each of you, for all of us, to move from being robots. The 1984 version is our news broadcast in the internet and radio, selling the lie. Well, COVID seems to have subsided now, but it'd be good to get the jab, the boosters, and kill the rest of your immune system so that you will certainly die from anything now that comes along. So even on the way out of something that never existed, COVID never did exist, CDC never did isolate anything because it never existed. It was all a fable, made it up. Early on, they used 5G technology to blast Wuhan in China with 60 gigahertz of energy from the cell towers. Guess what that does? Shuts down the immune system. So people got sick. People died, of course. Then they did it in other cities. Oh, my gosh, it's spreading. And that's how the game began. Creator has since turned off that frequency and others that are harmful. Block them. But the myth continues. And people who are so gunked up from accessing their heart or having left and right brain functioning, as we see in liberals, they are only functioning mostly from their right brain, don't have access to the logic to put it together to make a discerning, rational decision, they go kind of bonkers, don't they? Now, we have faulted them, but it's really not them. It's the darkness controlling them. So that is why we do the things we do quietly behind the scenes, to clear out layers and layers and layers of that gunk. So there are no bad people on the planet, never have been. You heard right. There are no bad people ever. But we have people who are infused in many cases deeply with darkness. That's not them. That's the darkness controlling them. Just like the zombies under the will of the dark. But you can move past yours. You're making decisions or look at the poor ones you've made and learn from them. You can overcome those dark influences until they have been fully removed. And once you have gone through the six processes and become an elite member, we'll take care of you. If you have a challenge after you've done the cleanup, because there are always new energies out there trying to mess with you, drop us an email at contact us at BioRenew or Freedom Club. And we do this every day, every night, Lois and myself with Creator, and find what is now messing with you and keep you clean. Until we finally get to the last of the last. And we're making great strides of late, particularly in the last several months. Huge things are being resolved. So you are a very, very select group who have trusted, stepped forward, and accepted God's healing, Creator's healing, excuse me. Old habits, right? Creator's healing, the Creator of all and everything that is. Working diligently with us to mop up all this darkness so we can have a wonderful future. And it starts with cleaning ourselves up first, and then the prosperity will come in the form of financial blessings, of course. At first, we chased the money, thinking, not knowing all these things 17, 18 years ago. We did the logical thing. We said, well, money's the answer because we don't have it, and the bad guys do. And we found out you get close to the golden goose, they'll take you out, put you out of business, throw you in prison, or kill you. And they've tried all three with us. But interestingly, all those who did attack the club and through the ugly times during their history no longer exist. Not by my wishes, but by Creator's involvement. So we do have a purpose here, one that needs to be and will be completed. And yes, we've taken our licks just like you have. But overcoming them is the real courageous gift that you had, or you wouldn't be here on this call or listening. We've come a long way. We have a ways yet to go. But we will get there as long as you keep resolving your dark issues and accepting Creator's light, love, and healing. Well, let's ponder all of this for a few minutes here, and then I'll return and we'll wrap up our call here. So let's go into a nice quiet mode again and ponder what you have learned from all of this. So take a nice in-breath now, a cleansing breath in to your heart space, hold, and let it out slowly through tight lips. Okay, let's come back to the moment again. Take a nice in-breath into your heart space. Hold and let it out slowly to tight lips. Let's take a few moments here and give our gratitude and blessings to both Mother Earth and to Creator for the awesome gifts that we have just received and continue to receive on a daily basis. So in your own private way, give your gratitude, appreciation to Creator. Check in with Lois and see how her session went here tonight.
I feel very calm, very relaxed, and a bit sleepy.
Alrighty. Okay, anyone else would like to share or have a question, a comment? Would the star 6 and the 1 key on your keypad in the main or from the main line, and if you're international, it would be star 2 puts you in the queue. So how was your session tonight? What did you learn? Maybe you got a new inspiration, an awakening, or sensations in your body, whatever transpired. Many of these things will show up, you know, later in the evening and into the days ahead, of course, but if you have something you'd like to ask about or share, this would be that time. I believe we have Daryl with us.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you once again to Creator and the Earth and to you, Tom and Lois, for all the wonderful work that you do for us. It's really appreciated.
Well, you're very welcome, and we appreciate your being here tonight. And yes,
sir, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just curious if everything went through.
Yes, you were fully accepting and receiving.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm not quite as hot as I was last night. I'm feeling a little bit more calm, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Thank you very much for everything. I just wanted to say keep up the good work, everybody.
Thank you, and may you be blessed.
You too.
And we have Richard with us. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Tom and Lois and Creator and Lady Gaia, Mother Earth. I just want to thank you for all you've done and are you doing. And it was a great call last night, and I felt very, very relaxed and peaceful tonight. And I thought to make sure I got everything went good for me on the call. I thought it did. I think it did.
Yes, that is correct. You are heart's open and you're fully grounded and accepting and receiving. So you did your part.
Well, good. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I sure appreciate it. It's been a long haul, but you can finally see we're getting at the end of everything.
Yes, it's been a road of discovery and awakening and then action to get rid of every known problem on the planet. I don't care what area you look at, it comes down to one thing. Darkness is the solution. Get rid of the darkness and then everything will heal. Your body will heal, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, everything will fall into place. But the obstructor there is, in a word, darkness. So that is the real enemy of the world and the only one.
I agree with you on that.
You're a very select group who understand that, who come to these calls, and we know it's been an uphill battle trying to convey truth to certain people, but the more layers removed, the more awakened they become and the more receptive they become for truth, and it's hard for people to give up lifelong beliefs.
Particularly
around the religions or about government or the financial industry or the jab, right? Oh, I got to take the jab. I don't think so. So more and more are awakening. But yes, go ahead.
No, I still see people starting to wear more masks. Nothing like they did, but I still see more signs of it.
Yeah, so it's fear. It's and they've been propagandized, and as a Big Brother is working, you know, just like 1984, the Big Brother is that tube called television and the propaganda that comes from it. It's kind of funny. They go up to the Amish communities and they find out nobody ever there has COVID. And they ask the folks, well, why is it? And the answer was, we don't have television.
That makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot in that little comment.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
All right. Well, thanks so much for checking in with us and being here tonight. We appreciate you.
No, thank you. May you be blessed.
And may you be blessed. We have George with us tonight. Hi, George.
Yes, hi, good evening. Another wonderful call, and really, really feel relaxed and calm. I want to thank you, Lois, and Mother Earth, and the Creator for such a wonderful call. I did have a question. You mentioned earlier that the hurricanes are no longer permitted to occur, yet we hear in the news all about the hurricane Ian, and I was wondering how they managed to pull that off with the news if it's not really going on down there in Florida.
Yeah, they're fed old videos of, the radar screens. You know, they can create them or just pull up some old ones from years gone by.
Wow.
You know, they just do what they're told to do. They don't do any of their own investigation. They just... Oh, here's the film clip to present, and here's the script, speak, 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 and we got all these horrible things happening, but just like that tornado that hit somewhere in, was it Tennessee, some many months ago, and it showed the devastation, a little clip, and every home was flattened. Everything was flattened. I mean, buildings, everything gone, trees, just zero. Well, tornadoes don't do that. They're hit and miss. They'll hit one house, the house next to them is perfectly fine, and it goes skip, skip, skip. So that was just either computer graphics, you know, they just generated it, or they found an old movie from World War II after a bombing raid, whatever it was, but it's not true. And they can do the same thing with showing old clips of hurricanes or just make up stuff. You know, I mean, computer graphics. I mentioned I watched the original Jurassic Park over the weekend on an earlier call, and I thought that was a couple decades. Actually, that was 1993 that came out, so it's like 29 years ago. 29 years, and you watch that movie today, and it's as realistic as you can imagine. And those dinosaurs are, and T-Rex and all the rest of them are as real as you could imagine. That was 30-year technology. So what do you think, they've advanced a bit since then?
Then?
We were, you know, just, in the 486 version then, or the 380, whatever it was, and they were able to pull it off then. Now we've got these super fast computers, and so they can emulate any person. In fact, they can create holograms, or they can do it through dynamic animation. And they can emulate someone's voice exactly, okay?
Yeah.
They can emulate their images, their body structures, and then they put it together, and you have Joe Biden looks alive today, falling off his bicycle or whatever, you know, stupid thing he's doing at the moment. That's all computer generated. That's none of it. He's dead. He's gone. He was arrested on January 20th and thereafter, and then taken out by Creator, as well as the whole staff and Congress. We haven't had a Congress in this presidency that doesn't exist. Okay, so you know they fool us. Well, how can they create a fake hurricane story? Of course. Yeah. You know, they could do it with either computer graphics or old film clips. It wouldn't matter. It would be easy to do, very, very, with the technology that we have today.
In fact, I think I was watching some of those videos earlier today, and I think I saw a clip of I know we have Governor Santos these days, but it was the prior governor in one of the photos. So I said, wait a minute, that must have been an old photo that they didn't video, but they didn't clarify that. So I see what you mean. They could just bring out old films, and they just have to miss that.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah, they make mistakes, and they're easy to spot sometimes. Sometimes they're pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you know anybody in those areas, give them a call. How you doing?
Yeah.
And they'll say, what?
Right.
In the areas where they hit, they block out that news. They don't tell the people there that there's a hurricane. But
everybody outside,
they will show that clip, and we you know, we tend to believe things, don't we, that look visual and dramatic, just like watching a movie. You know, we get caught up in it, and, oh, it is scary, and it is this, and it is that, and, you know, we're biting our fingernails and all that kind of stuff, because fear is... keeps you out of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, please provide me a solution. Well, they always have a ready solution, right? And it's never one that's the one that's desirable. But it's to control you, and those are still the remnants of darkness at work. One day we'll, just like we've seen some of the memes lately on the COVID, you know, there's still folks who, as we heard, still wearing a mask and still believe the story that never, you know, the thing that never existed. What a con. And look how many people begged for the jab. Please, jab me, jab me. And if it wasn't for a Creator's intervention, I say we'd have not millions, but billions, with a B, of people dying or dead. So we have been truly blessed by Creator's gifts, and they continue. But now it's, you know, we have our part as humans to push past the darkness and seek the light, and that's the only way out of this thing. So people have their own things to do. Each of you on this call have done that and have come to our Monday, Tuesday, and part of the Elite program. You know, congratulations, you're very few on the face of the earth who have advanced as far as you have, and we still have a ways to go. But that is the way it happens. During your toughest times, you have two choices during those very peak moments and ugly times in your life. We've all been there, and several. You either retreat and hunker down and say, well, just hide and maybe they'll leave me alone. Or you push through. Say, no, I'm going to go all the way on this, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And when you do, the push through, you rise to a new level. You overcome a huge obstacle, whatever it is. Even if you've lost your home, your job, your, you know, whatever was stolen from you, you were mugged, whatever the case may be, if you push past it and look at it from the truthful perspective, what can I learn from this and grow from it? Wow, now you've excelled. And you will be blessed in many ways unknown to you right now, but you'll be blessed for that. And I've had such experiences in my life. And each time I pushed through, a new greater awakening came to me, and different types of healing has come. So you, just like a war, and this is a war, by the way.
Yeah.
You either retreat or you push through. And that's a choice we all have to make. The dark is telling us, retreat, hold, you know, hunker down, go into fear mode. Or you push past that and say, I'm seeking truth here. What is going on here really? And then you come to a new revelation. And then you have a new understanding, and you're not influenced anymore by that kind of nonsense, such as believing in hurricanes or tornadoes are ripping apart our world. So, but thanks for bringing that example forward. We can all gain from that.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that I received everything tonight, Creator.
You're grounded, your heart's open, accepting, receiving. You got two thumbs up. You did good.
Great. Terrific. Well, may
you
be blessed.
Mm-hmm. May you be blessed. Okay, I don't see any other hands up here. So let's wrap up our call and get you guys tucked in. It is, I know, late for many of us on the East Coast particularly. So thank you all for being here, and let's check in with Lois for final wrap up.
Be sure to drink plenty of water, either yet tonight if you're able, definitely for the next few days to stay hydrated.
Absolutely, and we'll be back next week on Monday for our usual Monday call. Until then, keep up with Earth News, and turn off that news on your television. That's your propaganda machine. Nothing good can come from listening to the news in that modality, and be cautious on the internet because so much of it is nonsense still. And if you get something you think is a horrible, awful thing, I wonder if it's true, send it, a link to us with a message to contact us at BioRenew or Freedom, and we'll give you a response as best we can. Thank you all for being here tonight, and thank you again, Creator, for your blessings. Good night.